Welcome to the Baby Weight Podcast, brought to you by Omaha Better Birth Project. Omaha Better Birth Project is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to decrease inequities in childbirth by providing access to doula services, childbirth education, and prenatal and postpartum support for low-income and teen families. Find out more about Omaha Better Birth Project online at www.omahabetterbirth.org. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about some must-have maternity items. So things to keep you comfortable and just those essential pieces for a happy pregnancy experience.
That's right. Keep yourself comfortable and everybody else happy.
As much as you can. I mean, yeah. Let's be honest.
That's right. Pregnancy is not the most comfortable thing sometimes, but so every little thing helps.
Yes. So we got lots of stuff to go through, so let's get to it.
Yeah.
First up is a belly band. Did you use those?
You know, I never really did, but I feel like they weren't as popular when I was pregnant, or at least I wasn't exposed to them as much. Basically, they're just bands that go around the lower half of your belly so that if you just need to unbutton your jeans, you're not quite to that maternity jean. Stage, I guess, right?
I absolutely used those. I think there's different kinds of them, but the ones I used were, they were just a piece of elastic in various colors. It was stretchy. It kind of felt good when on your like bigger belly. I don't know if it gave too much support, but it felt good. And then you're right, you could just, you know, unbutton your pants, but then this belly band held them up and you know, covered up the open button.
Right. I was not really concerned, but always wondered if the top elastic really held
or if
it rolled down. It didn't roll down.
No,
that's impressive.
I didn't experience that. I'm sure everyone has different body shapes. So possibly with some people, but I use them both my pregnancies and I love them.
Awesome.
They make your regular clothes stretch a little longer into
Which is
pregnancy.
Important. Yes.
Yeah, because we know maternity clothes are expensive.
That's right.
So expensive for such a short wear time.
Yes. But when you are ready to get those maternity clothes, make sure you get comfy ones.
Yes. Don't go out there. Well, I mean, do whatever you want.
Right.
But I think most of us find over time you're going to gravitate towards the comfortable ones.
That's right.
You just are.
Because the leggings.
Everything is stretching and growing and moving around on you, and you just want to be comfy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you can have some of those nursing tanks. They're like maternity / nursing, so you can wear them postpartum too. That's more of an investment.
Yeah.
You know, don't
buy.
They're
like $30 a piece, too.
Exactly. Yeah. They are insanely expensive. I think that Walmart has some now that are reasonable, more reasonable than if you were to go to, like, motherhood maternity something. Those are.
Same with maternity and nursing bras. So they kind of go hand in hand because, you know, your breasts, your chest is going to grow.
Right.
Typically. During pregnancy, and so most of us have to go up a couple cup sizes. I think the average is two cup sizes.
Which is
a significant difference. It's hard to make your current bras stretch that far.
Right, and again, in the sense of just being comfortable.
Yes.
No underwire.
Oh, no.
I mean, I
feel like most of us don't even go back to underwire after the kids are here. We're like, no, we're done. We've gone through the pain.
Yes,
we're done.
Exactly. I have one underwire bra that's like a special occasion
that's
only.
Right.
You know, we don't whip that out for just anything. I'm still in, you know, little bralettes or whatever.
I will say, though, that maternity and nursing bras are the most comfortable ones that I've ever owned.
Yeah.
By far.
Yep.
So props to the companies for well-designed, comfortable bras.
That's right.
The key, though, is to make sure you get sized right. So go to a maternity store that, you know, has bras in it and ask them to size you.
Yes.
And they can also help you kind of estimate, like, you know, how far are you in your pregnancy and should you go up another cup size, you know, and kind of help you through that. But definitely get sized right so you're not wasting money buying bras that don't fit you.
Yeah.
Especially now during the times of COVID when you can't, like, return anything.
Right. Did you wear maternity, like, specific maternity underwear with your pregnancies?
Not. Nope. Yeah. I wore, like, I don't even know, Walmart, Target brand.
Cheap ones.
Stretchy.
Sized up.
Yep. After my first, so I had a C-section with my first kiddo.
And I found some underwear, I think at Target, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Just random brand. But they had like a thick band at the top, but they were super stretchy. But that thick band helped hold like my incision.
Nice.
I don't know, bandage covering. Yeah. And so with my second pregnancy, I just went and bought more of those same exact ones because I knew they were comfortable regardless of how baby comes out.
Right.
They're comfortable. Right. Yeah. And just size up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maternity underwear, it's very 50-50.
I've never owned a pair.
Me either. Some people wear them and love them because they do go up higher. They kind of go up over the belly. Yeah. So they you don't have that. But again, I did. I just sized up. I went to like got it a little Fruit of the Loom or some, you know, Walmart style. But to each their own, like you said.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Another kind of undergarment thing that gets mentioned a lot is compression socks or stockings.
Yes.
I only wore them because I worked in the healthcare field, and they're very common in the healthcare field. Really any field where people stand on their feet all the time.
Right.
They're super common. But I'm not sure that I would have come across them without having already been in an environment that uses them.
Right.
So do you think, are they common for people to utilize?
I think they aren't very common. I think they should be more common.
Yeah.
Even if you're in an office job, you know, your veins are still getting compressed, especially with that bigger belly. And if you're not able to do the compression stockings or the compression shoes or whatever they have, make sure you elevate your feet as much as possible. I think they have like these cute little ergonomic things now. You can put your feet up
little
on.
Little footrest things, yeah.
Yeah, get up and move around more often, that sort of thing.
With my first, I was at a definitely like an office position.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, stacking things under my desk to make sure I could elevate my legs. Because, yeah, you got to keep the circulation going, and
otherwise you're gonna be so swollen too at the end of the day.
Yeah, it starts to hurt. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Maternity belts. Yeah. Never wore one.
Really?
Didn't even own one. Nope. Those are the ones that like hold your belly up for you.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. I want to say my first or second pregnancy, I didn't. But by the time I got around to the third one.
Really?
You know, my ligaments, everything, your belly just. For those people who may not know, your first pregnancy you don't show very soon. Mm-hmm. Your second pregnancy you show
quicker
because your body's done this before. And I always joked that with my third pregnancy, my body had just given up completely. And so I was just
pop it out.
Exactly. I mean, it was so obvious and just instantaneous, I felt like. So I did use a support belt.
Really? And I mean, I know a lot of people do.
Yes, and it helps with lower back pain and that pulling on your belly, it seems like. And again, I was up and moving around in my job.
Yeah.
I didn't sit in my job, so.
Maybe it would have, you know, I just never tried them.
Yeah.
I probably would have liked it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, to each their own. That's kind of our motto for today. One thing that I used with every single one of my pregnancies, and to be honest, even after pregnancy, was a good pregnancy pillow.
Yes, yes. I had the huge one. Is it called a Snuggly? I don't even know what it's called.
Or Snuggle or something like that. Yeah, something like that.
But it's the big, long C-shaped one, and it was incredible. I used it for years.
Wow.
I used it from my first pregnancy after the baby came, still used it all the way through my next pregnancy. And then after that,
yes,
it can be like folded in different shapes. It helped me like sit up to nurse in bed and like,
yes,
all those things. They are incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
We had one and I can't remember the brand of it, but it was a big U where you could use the top, you know, the top half circle as a pillow, and then you had support on both sides. So no matter which way you rolled, you could have belly support and you could throw your leg over it. And even during pregnancy, you could take the bottom and like overlap them. So you made a little hole for your belly. You could lay on your belly. And my husband, it got to the point where he hated it because it like took over the bed. But I was like, too bad. Sunshine.
It's not leaving. It is one with me now.
That's right. That's right. You bought it for me and it was a wonderful gift. So deal with it.
I always wanted to get one of those pillows that it's like a little wedge pillow and it's specifically meant to go under your belly, like as you're laying on your side to like lift it up.
Yeah.
I always wanted one of those because I would always try to like fashion my own like situation. And yeah. never quite felt right. But
yeah.
I've seen people use those and they come highly recommended too.
That's funny because I think I would use that and it would like pop out.
You know what I probably mean? Would. I don't know.
I'd wake up in the middle of the night and be on the floor and be like,
I'm not going to lie. So my pregnancy pillow is no longer with us. We have parted ways.
Same.
But I still have about 15 pillows on my bed. That I fashion around me in yeah. various configurations.
You're in like a little fortress yep, at night when you
cocoon.
Sleep. Yeah.
So yeah, pregnancy pillows are they can be a bit of an investment. They
I was
really
gonna say
can.
They're kind of pricey.
They are
but
pricey, but
they totally
can
worth it.
Really make sleep much more comfortable.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Before and after pregnancy for sure. Mm-hmm. Another important thing to think about is especially if you're in a more professional maybe executive position, or if you have any sort of position where you're wearing, you know, business casual clothes, it's time to invest in some nice flats, some yes. nice comfy shoes.
Yes. I don't know, you know, I don't know the biology of it, the physiology of it, of why our feet swell during pregnancy and why they take such a beating. Because I feel like it happens even in people who don't, you know, gain a lot of weight during pregnancy.
Right.
Comfortable shoes are key. And that's true across the board, no mm-hmm. matter what kind of, you know, lifestyle you have and
yeah.
work style you have. But.
And again, size up.
Oh, yeah. I went up an entire shoe size when I was pregnant.
Yes.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was so crazy.
I don't know. My foot doctor says it's just because that extra weight pushes the
really?
Arch of your foot down. So your foot spreads out a little bit more, but.
It was the strangest thing. And I have, yeah. mine went back to my original size of shoe.
Oh, did they?
But I know a lot of people, they don't.
Yeah.
They
right.
just stay a bigger size, which yeah. is so strange to me. I'd never heard that before until I got pregnant and experienced having to buy a larger shoe size. I'm
yeah.
like, what's happening? And then I find out it's, oh, this happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's normal. Yes. It's normal. That's so funny.
I remember even I was pregnant in the wintertime with both my kiddos. And I remember because my feet were so swollen, I either was wearing my UGG boots that were a size big.
Yep, yep.
Or I was wearing flip-flops in the middle of the winter.
In the Midwest.
Yes.
With
yes.
snow uh-huh. and ice and everything else. That's totally safe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Easy on, easy off, super comfortable.
Yes, exactly. And you just don't care.
No.
I mean, you have zero cares in the world when uh-huh. it comes to how cold it is outside
no.
at that point.
I walked into the hospital in labor with my second one with flip-flops on with snow on the ground.
You're like, I'm fine. Just get me inside. I don't know about you, but I invested in a really good body butter when I was pregnant. And I know there's no scientific research that shows,
no.
you know, whether or not you can, you know,
prevent
avoid.
Stretch marks,
yes.
Yeah.
It's more genetic or whatever. For me, it was, again, just about that comfort.
Mm-hmm.
My skin got so dry when
oh,
I was
yeah.
pregnant. And so
yeah.
Along with that, with a good body butter and stuff, the bath, you know, essentials
mm-hmm.
was important for me. Kind of pamper yourself at the end of the day
yeah.
after you've been
yeah.
running around. So
I am not a lotion user. It's a sensory thing. I do not like lotions. But I was one who had stretch marks as a teenager. So I knew
yeah.
there was no hope for me on that end.
Absolutely. You're like, just
so
let it happen.
I did not buy any sort of body butters or lotions. It's just not my jam. But a lot of people really like them. And
yeah.
they just feel good on your stretching skin.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like I said, with the dry skin and stuff, that can really help.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a big bath taker, though, during
no,
pregnancy?
No, I'm not a bath taker. So... Yeah. I didn't indulge in those things either, but
yeah.
I it makes sense why people would. It's relaxing
yeah.
and
yeah, a lot of people recommend bath bombs and a lot of aromatherapy candles, the Epsom salts to help.
I hear
with,
a lot about Epsom salts,
yeah,
to help reduce inflammation. And,
yeah, sore joints and muscles
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. So grab yourself a good pregnancy book or something.
You know there's tons of them out there.
Yes, yes, yes. And just enjoy some you time
yes.
in the bath. That's always a good thing.
One thing I did like to do as far as, you know, comfort in that respect was heating pads.
Oh,
I love a good heating pad on my low back. I would just, you know, plug it in and sit back and
just relax.
Watch my Netflix or read a book or whatever it was I was relaxing doing. But heating pad was my best friend.
Well, and it's completely safe, you know, as long as it's not burning hot, obviously.
It shouldn't be burning on anybody.
Exactly. Same thing with a bath. I mean, I know some people get concerned about having a bath in pregnancy. Quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if it's not scalding and if your skin isn't
beet red,
baby's comfortable. So you don't have to worry about that. Hot water bottle is another thing. If you don't have a heating pad, you can get yourself a hot water bottle.
Yeah, I experienced a lot of low back and hip discomfort during both my pregnancies. So I use the heating pad a lot to ease those. But I also, another thing for comfort and to ease discomforts is chiropractic care and massage therapy.
Oh, essential. So, that was essential for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did chiropractic care with my first, and I loved it. I would walk out of there feeling like a million bucks.
Yeah, you can skip out of there.
This
is
a miracle cure. With my second, my insurance didn't cover chiropractic care. And so I couldn't afford it. I just couldn't do it. I wish I would have been able to, but I couldn't. So, you know, every few months I would treat myself to a massage. And those are always nice. The key is to find a massage therapist who has a pregnancy table so you don't have to lie on your side.
Yes.
Nobody likes side-lying massages when you're pregnant. Right. No, we want to lay on our bellies.
Yes. That's very important when you haven't laid on your belly for however long. It's just good enough to let it hang.
So ask for that if possible.
Yeah.
Find somebody who's got a pregnancy table. Right. Man, it's a world of difference.
Well, and we'll talk about this. I think we'll probably, maybe we'll have a chiropractor on.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll talk about the benefits of chiropractic care in pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Yes, it helps with your comfort level, but there are so many other benefits, too. So another episode, we'll talk about that.
That's a whole episode in itself, yeah.
Keep tuned for that, but we'll, I can speak to that for sure.
Did you experience any nausea or heartburn?
I did not have a lot of nausea. I found that as long as I had something in my tummy, but just not, you know, not big meals, I was completely fine. I will say that my nausea got worse with each pregnancy.
Really?
Again, when with, I don't know if it was just because it was my daughter and my hormones were like all crazy, but yeah, the nausea was definitely the worst with her.
Interesting.
But
I didn't experience nausea or heartburn with either of my kiddos. I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah.
But I've heard people, especially with a heartburn, they just walk around with antacids in their pocket all the time, munching on them. Hey, it's a good source of calcium, too.
That's right. So. That's right. I remember, now I did have extreme heartburn, and, you know, the old wives' tale, all three of my kids were born with a lot
full
of
head
hair.
Of hair.
Oh, my gosh. So much hair. But I remember at, like, my 20-week pregnancy checkup, I kept telling my doctor, these Tums are not doing it. She's like, oh, no.
It's
She's
not
like,
cutting it.
Get yourself some Zantac or Prilosec or something. She's like, this.
Breaking out the big guns.
Yeah. She's like, you're not going to do it. But back to nausea really quick. I know a lot of people have success with a couple different things. They have these like nausea, I don't know, lozenges that you can, I think they're called like Preggy Pops. They have them in like.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
Lollipops. Mm-hmm. People really like those. They have like ginger in
ginger?
Them.
Ginger.
I think that is supposed to help. And the other thing that I've heard helps a lot are seasickness bracelets.
Oh, yeah.
That have like they have a pressure point on the inside of your wrist that's supposed to help with nausea as well. So
I never tried those, but good ideas. Good ideas.
Yeah.
Same with peppermint. So a lot of people talk about peppermint as anti-nausea treatment. I'm not sure if they're just eating peppermints or if it's some sort of peppermint essential oil that they're
using. I use peppermint. I mean, it's across the board good. If you have a stomach virus, if something just doesn't sit well in your tummy, popping a little peppermint candy can really help settle your stomach. I've also diffused peppermint oil just in the house or whatever if I've had
a
headache. If you had a headache or nausea, it does help for sure.
Yeah. Another key to kind of just overall, and this, again, a lot of these things apply not just during pregnancy, but during your entire lifespan.
Yes.
But making sure you stay hydrated. So get yourself a cute water bottle that you'll drag around with you everywhere you go and keep drinking water.
Yes.
Keep drinking water, because that's going to help reduce your swelling. That's going to help reduce your inflammation. It helps with nausea. It helps with headaches and just general body aches and that you might experience with pregnancy. So
hydration. Well, and you know, you guys, in pregnancy, you have to cut down on your caffeine if you're a big caffeine drinker, and you know, coffee, all of that sort of thing. So why not use this opportunity to increase your water intake for sure?
Yeah. And last, I think this is something, you know, it's becoming more prevalent in our society, but, you know, find those online groups for people that are due around the same time as you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going through the same types of experiences, and it's really, it can be really beneficial to have that support network of people going through the same thing as you.
Yeah.
Bouncing off, you know, your ideas and your thoughts and your concerns, and just hearing other people's stories can really be beneficial. So don't underestimate that. I was a part of a group like that. I can't even remember the name of it now. It was something on bump.com, I'm sure. I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
But it was a group of people that are expecting in the same month.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, a good place to chat with other people in the same situation as you.
Yeah, and if you've been diagnosed with, you know, some sort of, you know, hypertension or high blood pressure, something like that, there are other people that are experiencing that same thing, gestational diabetes. You know,
there's,
you can talk to people about
specific
that.
Specific for people with you know, different conditions or different experiences that they're going through.
Yeah, yeah. If you're pregnant after a loss, I mean, there are
pregnant after a C-section, and
yes,
you know, looking
oh,
at
man.
Options. There's so many wonderful groups out there to help you feel supported, but also educate yourself on so many different topics around pregnancy. So don't underestimate the power of a good, you know, online community.
That's right. That's right. Well, I think that's everything on our list. Hopefully we've covered a good, you know, all around list.
Mm-hmm. Lots of ideas here to help you stay comfortable as best you can through the pregnancy journey.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Baby Weight Podcast. You can find all the information we talked about today in the show notes. New episodes of the Baby Weight Podcast launch every Thursday. Don't forget to subscribe.